Welcome back to Self-Love 365, the daily podcast where we explore the concept and practice of self-love. I'm your host, Lily, and this is day 19. Make room for self-love. Okay, we made it to Friday once again. Very exciting. Thanks for continuing along this journey with me. Today, we're going to talk about the fifth basic of self-love, as I identify it. And that basic is space. Not space as in the stars and sky and above. That's space as in a physical place where you can spend time practicing your self-love, place or places, and space as in emotional. So that's all a very good metaphor for emotional space, because with emotional space, we're doing the same thing. We're just doing it emotionally. We're setting and requiring boundaries and expecting that others follow them, and we're communicating those boundaries. And I will say that I personally am much more comfortable claiming a physical space than I am claiming an emotional boundary and following through on that boundary. I think I tend to use a closed door as communication, or an open door in some cases as communication. But emotional boundaries, there's no physical sign. So whether or not that's a good way for me to communicate my needs is, if we put that aside, if I were to try to do the same thing with emotional boundaries, no one sees the door, right? Because it's in my head. So I think for me, when I think about having both physical space and emotional boundaries that contribute to a healthy self-love practice, I can really learn from myself in this case. And since I am comfortable carving out space of my own and saying this is mine, no kids allowed in this room or no dogs allowed in this area, then that can really inspire me to focus on what emotional boundaries I'm creating and communicating and following through on. And in fact, I can use my physical space that I've claimed as a place where I go to practice or focus on the emotional boundaries that I want. So that's pretty cool, right? It's exciting. We're all familiar, I think, at this point with the idea of a room of one's own. Thank you, Virginia Woolf, bringing that up, and many, many, many powerful, strong women since have reminded us of it. I even once wrote an article myself about the power of claiming one space. And it was when we first moved into the house that we currently live in, our family home here in Connecticut. And we have our bedroom just has this weird, you know, sloped ceiling on one part that where you really can't put a dresser or a bed or anything like that. And so we made it into our closet. But even then, it's still hard to like stand up in there. So I turned that space in order to write an article, but also because I wanted to do it. And then I wrote an article about it. I turned that space into a little reading nook where I could sit, and I had a lot of things that I loved in there, including some of my clocks previously mentioned on this podcast, and books and notebooks. And, you know, I put a I painted it a different color, so it had a different mood. I put a nice light in there that I liked. And that eventually turned into, I need a real room of my own. And I've tried out different places in the house. And currently I have my own walk-in closet in a very small room, which I suppose is supposed to be like a home office. And then I have a room on the main floor that I have claimed for sort of a studio purposes, to make art, to do my work, to store things for my online shop. And I really need those spaces, and I'm very good at hanging on to them, even when people might want to repurpose those spaces. So that would be very important for me to maintain in any house that we live in. Maybe I don't need two, but they're both kind of small, so maybe one large space would work. But it's, you know, it's the equivalent of a she shed or a man cave or whatever these labels are that we give these things. It wouldn't even necessarily have to be in my house. It could be somewhere else, but I need a place that is mine, that I have total control over, in order to, you know, be myself and love myself and just block out all the noise and the other people's expectations and just figure out what it is that I need and how I can give it to myself. And that's what self-love is. So, again, that can be inspiration for me to really now take that to the next level and start communicating emotional boundaries where I need them. We have a lot of great people claiming their own spaces stories in our family. But another great one is that my youngest son, 2 years ago now, probably, or three, he was about five or six. He had the smallest bedroom in the house, and he decided he needed more space. And he announced he was moving to the basement. And we thought, I thought we would have another 10 years before this happened to one of our children. And I kind of resisted moving a lot of his stuff down because I wasn't sure if it was like a phase and a week later he's going to be back up. And so finally I said, after he'd been down there a couple weeks, I said, you know, we can move more of your stuff down, but I really don't want to move it down if this is temporary and you're going to want to go back to your actual bedroom. And he said, oh no, I'm going to live down here for a long time. So we ended up moving all of his things down there. And for a while he split that space at part toy, part playroom, part bedroom. And he had to share it. And really, you know, more and more he's taken over. Since then, he's taken over more and more in the space, and it's really his now. Wayne lives in the basement. And to the point where he has told my friends that it's his house, that that's Wayne's house. So it's just such a great, I've always admired my younger son for knowing what he needs and really expressing it. And that's such a good example. And so he's been a good teacher in that regard. Yeah, so it doesn't have to either, you know, maybe you don't have a whole basement at your disposal, or maybe you don't even have a closet at your disposal. But remember, I started out in this process with just a corner. So whatever, a friend of mine, you know, took a space in their hallway and put her desk there, and that was her space. So it can be small, but it's not symbolic. It's real. You need the space. You need a place to go where you can really focus on practicing self-love and giving yourself what you need without those external influences and expectations. For your action item, I would love for you to claim a space if you don't already have one. And if you do already have one, maybe take a fresh look at it. You know, it doesn't need to be prettied up, or does it need to be decluttered? Make sure it's still working for you. And I would love to hear the way, you know, where this space is and how you're using it, and even see a picture of it. If you want to send it to me, I'm at wordsbylily@gmail.com. And otherwise, I'll see you tomorrow for the weekend. Gratitude for all those of you who listened to this episode, and also to Henry Liu for contributing our original music, and Jesse over at Little Legends Design Studio for creating our custom graphics. Also, much love to all those of you following us on Twitter at 365_self, and to the select few of you who are following the weekly digest over at 365daysofselflove.com. Don't forget, this week's mantra is, I claim my right to self-love.